Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Ayin Vav emerges from the Gemara on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we will describe it as the changes in halacha for whole wheat bread. Our topic is whole wheat bread in terms of brachos and in Shabbos, because our Gemara discusses whole wheat bread. The Gemara says that bread that had bran in it, whole wheat, if I'm not mistaken, does not have... It's made without removing any of the parts. Once upon a time, as the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, as well as in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samaches, the Gemara and the Halacha pointed out that white bread was looked at as more choshuv. Therefore, the Gemara and the Halacha describes, as in the beginning of Simen Kuf Samaches Siv Beis in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is supposed to make a bracha on the most choshev type of bread. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if a person has two to choose from, then in such a case, he's supposed to choose the Pas Halavon, which is described also as a Pas Nakia, versus the Pas Kiver, versus what is now described as whole wheat bread. Question that we need to deal with is, does this halacha apply today as well or not? And let's see other applications from our Gemara. Whole wheat comes out in the Mishnah because the Mishnah describes that when we calculate the shear of ochel that one takes out, if one takes out the subin, the bran that's included in whole wheat bread, that is not included in the shear. You need to calculate only the actual white flour itself. The Gemara points out, 4 lines in, that there's a stira in this regard, that we see that when it comes to halachas achala, it is mitzdaref. Answers the Gemara that a poor person, if your wife serves you expensive whole wheat bread, I've been converted by my wife, may she be well as well. Tell her that this expensive whole wheat bread is actually a poor man's bread. That's what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says in those days, a poor man who didn't have the money to sift, so he would eat it in such a way. When it comes to challah, so then it's mitzarif to shear, because that was lechem haaretz for poor people. Hence, for challah, it is considered combined. However, for pristine bread, then the halacha changes in the sense that bread, al-pi, dine hotza, is defined without taking its bran into account. The Sefer Shas Tshuvas Zecher Yehuda points out that from the halacha of challah, we can infer the halacha of bracha achrona. In terms of shear being mitzaref, just like for challah, the bran is mitzaref for the 43 eggs worth of size for the chiyuv challah, the same would apply in regards to the bracha achrona as well. Similarly, Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed says, for that reason, for the shear of hamotzi, that a person ate the appropriate shear, in such a case, then it would be mitzdari for the bracha lefanel. And here comes the big chidush. As quoted, I have many Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein svarim, but unfortunately, the Chashukei Chemed on Shabbos I have not found. As quoted in the Pnine Halacha of the edition of the Mesifta, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein suggests that it could very well be that the Halacha on Shabbos will have changed. My wife, the dietitian, and the many, many dietitians and doctors around the world have transformed the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, according to Rabbi Zilberstein, possibly, that since today it is one of the most choshuv types of bread. In fact, it's more expensive than the reality has changed, and he suggests it could very well be, it would be mitzaref the shear of Iser. So he's going further than the Tshuvas Zecher Yehuda, and the Chashukei Chemed suggests the halacha is going to change. If that would be so, that would clearly support what I had always thought in terms of the halacha in Simin Kuf Samaches in regards to whether one should make a bracha over lechem nikia or lechem kiber if he has the two, whole wheat or white bread, for those people who prefer the whole wheat bread, that for them is going to be choshev. If Rav Zilberstein is going to transform a halacha in Hilcha Shabbos, certainly in terms of chashivus, it's clear from the Gemara and the beginning of Simin Kuf Samaches that these halachos are dependent on chashivus, and therefore the halacha would change for that as well. It would seem that this would apply, and the Piskei Tshuvas says this point in Simin Kuf Samaches, Ha'ara number 5, that for those who prefer the whole wheat bread, that would come first, that would be considered more choshev, and the bracha should be made on that. However, he does say, what happens if someone is encouraged by the doctors to eat that bread, even though he finds whole wheat bread not as tasty as white bread, but he eats the whole wheat bread? He says, maybe in such a case, then it's better for him to make the bracha on the white bread. I find that a little bit of a chidush, and one could suggest that no, that if the doctors say it, even though it wasn't his first choice, by the way, eventually you'll get used to it and you might actually enjoy it, but for him, this bread is more chashuv. Once upon a time, Chazal thought that the white bread was more chashuv. But therefore, if he normally eats it, and it's not achilas gasa, or it's disgusting to him, but it, for his taste buds, he doesn't think it's as enjoyable as white bread, then it could very well be that even he, where the Piskei Tshuva says, well, if he likes white bread better, really white bread should be the ideal bread to make the bracha on. No, if the doctors say this is what's most chashuv for him, and this is what he normally eats, it could very well be, even if both of those breads are in front of him, so then, in such a case, he should make the bracha on the whole wheat bread. Ad kidei kach, it transformed the halach in Hilchos Shabbos that the subin is mitzaref. It could very well be that shows that the bran is now choshev. Bezer Hashem, this concludes the unique application to our Mishnah about Hotzah.